Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, serving as a missionary was supposed to be about faith, service, and helping others. It was not supposed to include waking up in the middle of the night with the feeling that something unseen had just entered the room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Now, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802, or you can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, do that. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, you doing good today?
I am. I'm a little jealous of the fact that you went to the Iowa State Fair last weekend and got to see Lainey Wilson perform.
That was pretty crazy. I was talking about with Tony and Todd, because there was 123,000 people at the fair on Sunday.
I'm not surprised. Like,
that is so many people. My reference to it was the Kansas State Fair. They don't compare.
I'm telling you, the Iowa State Fair is like right up there. I don't know if it's ranked. You know, I had to look and see how they rank them. But I would say that the Iowa State Fair has to be in the top 10 for sure, if not 5.
It was crazy. And lucky for me, Kathy's daughter, my niece, works for Lainey Wilson, and she got us parking.
That's nice. That was huge. I didn't realize she threw the parking.
Got to a certain gate, and they had a golf cart meet us there. We followed the golf cart and followed him and followed him and followed him and followed him. And then they pull us right next to the buses, right next to Lainey's buses. And they're like, park here.
Oh.
Okay. This will work for us. So, yeah, that was awesome because I don't know where we would have parked.
Oh, man.
But it was an incredible show. She put on a great show, a really, really good show. And it was really fun. People watching, and there were so many cute little young girls dressed like Lainey Wilson and their little bell bottoms. It was really fun. And I went with our sister-in-law and one of our other sisters, and it was just fun. It was just really, really fun.
If you get a chance, I think a fair is super fun. Like, I think the music is usually good. The bands are good. Like, I've seen, we have a fair here in where I live, it's the Tillamook County, which is a huge county, by the way, here. But I think our fair, as county fairs go, is ranked in the top 10 in the country. And we went there the other day.
Ours isn't that good.
It's so beautifully done. They have permanent buildings and structures for it. The master landscape gardener people have gardens there. And so you walk through these beautiful gardens in it. And it's just a really lovely little county fair. And their big band this year was Collective Soul, by the way.
Fun.
I know. I love Collective Soul. But anyway, take time, go to the fair, ride the Ferris wheel, enjoy, eat some, funnel cakes and have a good time.
Now, that said, I have gone to the Kansas State Fair as many times as I need to go. I don't ever need to go back.
And not to be rude about the Kansas State Fair, but you actually had to go for work constantly.
Work in a radio.
Like, you would go every single night for 5 nights. So,
well, there was a couple times that I did go for every day of the state fair. And I had, back when I was, had to do promotion, so I'm in the booth every single day for 9 days. That was hell. And then after that, I would take listeners to concerts and stuff.
Yeah,
but the Iowa State Fair, damn, hats off. That was massive. Well, let's dive into our first story. I find this one interesting because it involves a Mormon missionary and a paranormal experience. So let's give it a listen.
Hello, this is Chris calling from Utah. I just had two experiences that I thought I would share with everybody. The first happened when I was probably about 17. I was with a friend and I was with a group of friends and we were in one of their houses. If I remember right, we were the only ones in the house. And it got to the point, everyone was watching a movie, fell asleep. And myself and my good friend were the only ones left awake. And as the DVD menu screen kept playing over and over, we just sat and talked. And there had been some drama, I guess, going on with another friend. So we had been talking about, this drama. The friend whose house we were in, they constantly told us that it was haunted. And my friend and I, we always thought, they were just telling us stories, and we didn't really believe it. Like I said, everyone was asleep, and the two of us were up talking. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it was, we'd been talking for probably a couple of hours at this point. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, from the next room over, we heard these loud scratching noises, and there was absolutely no explanation of what these noises came from. There were no pets in the house. Like I said, everyone that was in the house was in the room that we were all in. So these just loud, like on very coarse wood, scratching noises coming from the room just next to us. And as I was thinking about sharing this story, I actually texted this friend of mine and I asked him, "Do you remember how many scratches we heard?" And his response was 3. And I said, "That's what I thought." And I asked him if he'd heard about the whole connection with the number 3 being, I guess, demonic. I don't know what people say different things. And he said, yes. And then he also mentioned he was pretty sure it happened around 3 o'clock in the morning. I remembered it happening about that time also, but I specifically didn't say that on purpose, and I thought it was interesting that he came out and said that. But after we heard these scratches, so we're these 17, 18-year-old boys, we're sitting on a couch. Our legs came up onto the couch, and we hid under blankets, and it was probably the most pathetic sight you've ever seen. But we sat there until probably 5 or 6 in the morning. We couldn't move. I couldn't move. He actually got out and looked around a little bit. But the interesting thing was that right after the scratches happened, so we're scared to death. And he says, it sounded like it came from inside of those chests.
in the living room, and they had these large wooden chests that I don't know if they had blankets in them or something like that. But I just remember telling him to shut up after he said that he thought it sounded like it came from inside those chests. I was like, I don't want to even think about that. That's my first experience. I've only ever had two experiences that I can remember, I guess. Not much has happened to me. But my second experience happened. I'm from Utah, so safe guess, I am Mormon. And most Mormon young men go on a 2-year church mission. At the age of 19, I went on a mission to the Canary Islands, which are just off the coast of Morocco. And I was in, you go from city to city, you spend several months in each area, and you kind of shift around. I was in my second city, and I'd been there for a few weeks, and we lived in an apartment that was built on top of a house, and this house was actually in the middle of a big construction area. They're building a big complex of what may have ended up being apartments. I'm not totally sure, but it was just all unfinished buildings, construction materials. So it was kind of a creepy area. So as we would go to our apartment, we actually had to go through these big gates, walk through this kind of creepy area, and then go into the house, walk upstairs, and there was this apartment built on top of the roof. One night, I'm not sure what time, the middle of the night, I woke up and I could hear dogs. I could hear what sounded like probably 5 or 6 dogs. The owners of the house did have a dog, so it wasn't unusual to hear that dog, but not usually at night, maybe during the day. So I heard this group of what sounded like 5 or 6 dogs, and I got up out of my bed, and I walked around the apartment, looked out the windows. I was just curious, or did some dogs sneak into this construction area? Couldn't see anything, kind of looked over the edge of the house. They had kind of a balcony that we could look over. Didn't see anything. Walked back into my room, and I laid down, and soon after I laid down, I basically felt as if someone was pushing on my face and chest into my bed. I remember feeling like the pillow and the blankets kind of rising up around the side of my head as if I was being pushed further into the mattress. I didn't see anything. I've heard stories of the sleep paralysis and people saying they thought they saw something, but I just felt this pressure and had a hard time breathing. It was as if someone had, as they were pushing my face and chest, it's almost as if they had covered my mouth also. And so I was having a really hard time breathing, and I remember choking out loud and kind of coughing, just not knowing what to do. And then all of a sudden, my vision, the room just started to go black. My vision just started to fade. And as that happened, everything went totally black. I'm choking, feel like I'm being pushed into my bed, and I didn't know what to do. The only thing I could think to do was just to say a prayer in my head. So I did that, and as soon as I had finished, I just remember everything released, and I was out. I don't want to say unconscious, but basically passed out is what I felt like. I woke up the next morning, and as a missionary, you have a companion that you're with all the time. So another guy that's close to the same age, been called to the same area. And I asked my companion, I said, did you hear any dogs at all last night? He said, no, nothing unusual. I said, did you hear me choking at all last night? Nope, didn't hear anything. So it was just the strangest thing that he didn't hear any of this. And I had this crazy, terrifying experience. It's interesting because, after something like that, you would think that, I would be scared to go to sleep the next night or, you know, worry about what was going on in the apartment. I really didn't. It was just kind of a one-time thing. I don't feel that it was sleep paralysis necessarily. It's never happened before, and it never happened again until I came home and a few years later decided to kind of look into it. I had no idea that sleep paralysis was even a thing, but I've never had any experiences like that since. As a Mormon missionary, I didn't really expect to have things like that happen, but it's not necessarily uncommon for things to happen. I don't know if it's maybe being attacked for doing some sort of good works. I don't know. I'm not going to try and get churchy and religious. My brother was actually a missionary in Brazil. While they were walking down the streets one day, they noticed this guy across the street and just had this bad feeling about him. Just looked like kind of a scary character. You know, you get that, that feeling. This man looked straight at my brother and called him by his whole name, first name, middle name, last name. And missionaries do wear name tags, but the name tag only has your last name. Everyone, you go by a title, Elder. So Elder, then your last name. But somehow this guy called him by his first and last name, and they just hurried out of there, I guess. Like I said, I have heard several situations of kind of creepy stories from missionaries. So it would be kind of interesting to hear if any others call in. Kind of interesting also to hear your take on what had happened in these two stories. So thanks for your time. Love the show. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
I think the creepiest one is what happened to, was it his brother?
I
called him by name?
Like in Brazil or somewhere?
Yeah. I kind of had to laugh. I was listening to a podcast once, and the guy was from, he was Mormon. I don't know that he still is, but he was talking about when it was time to go out on the mission. He was like all excited because this guy goes to the Canary Island. The other guy's in Brazil or someplace. And so he's all excited to go someplace like that. And they sent him to Salina, Kansas. Which is like 80 miles north of here. Like he was looking for someplace exotic and exciting, like Canary Islands. And he goes to Salina.
Oh, no. Well, you know, even the Salina people need some salvation.
Right.
So,
but you know, and the thing that happened to him with the dream, it doesn't really exactly follow the lines of sleep paralysis, but it could also be a sleep paralysis type of dream. You know, something's pressing on his chest, you know, he's gagging and can't get his breath, you know, but that would be absolutely terrifying. I've never had that happen. I've had a lot of sleep paralysis incidents, but I've never had it where like something's pushing on my chest and I can't get out of it. That would be horrible.
And the thing about this particular story is, though, to me, was it seemed so, he seemed so conscious. He gets up, he hears the dogs, something's going on that's got the dogs all worked up in the neighborhood. Like they've got the one dog in the house, but there seems to be something going on in the neighborhood that's got everybody kind of like something's up. And he felt it and he got up and looked, but nothing's going on. And then he said he gets back and he feels like something is pushing him, choking him, pushing him down into the mattress. The weird thing about it is, to me, it doesn't ever feel like he's asleep to go into the sleep paralysis. It feels like an event to me. I think something happened to him. And, you know, he's in a very old part of the world. Not that the world isn't old everywhere. I mean, it is. I'm just saying that he might have been in a building that was super old, even older than he realized it was. I think something happened to him. I really do. I think there was something there. And he said a prayer that seemed to make it go away. And, you know, his faith.
He's in the room with the other person, and the other person doesn't pick up on any of it. So well, that is true. A weird thing. It's like, okay, so that's when it gets to be questionable. Did I dream it? Because you didn't experience anything. Why did I experience that? You know? So that's, you know, there's all the unanswered questions, but that's kind of what paranormal stuff does.
I agree.
There's always questions and none of it always lines up and makes sense. And just because he had a weird experience doesn't mean the other guy heard the dogs barking or heard him choking in the middle of the night. And the guy could be a really deep sleeper.
He could be.
Some people don't wake up for anything.
Yeah. And I think there are people that just aren't sensitive. They don't get the vibe that something's up. They don't wake up, you know, just sleep through it. Whereas the people like us, like I hear every little thing.
I do too.
You
I
know,
I'd like to not, but I do.
I think something happened to him. And I also think the story about his brother is strange. I will bet you that, you know, these guys that go out on mission have all sorts of weird experiences like that. They're in a totally different culture.
I just think they would have all kinds of weird experiences with people and with life and with adapting. Like, I'm not Mormon and I don't, it's not anything I've seriously ever considered. But I have thought it's interesting to take this guy who grows up in Utah and you plop him down in the Canary Island and you tell him to go get some recruits, basically, like spread the word. That's a really hard job.
I agree.
That is a really hard job. And you and this other guy, you're a team now. What if you hate your teammate? And, you know, it's just a strange, strange rite of passage for them, I think.
It is. It is so, very strange. Yeah.
Let's go to our next story. It says, I have many stories to tell. This took place at my mother-in-law's house. The house was built in the late 1800s. It was a three-floor narrow house with a creepy basement. When my husband and I started dating, he lived in the house with his four-year-old daughter and his mother. My husband said there was a hole in the wall with a tunnel, but his father had covered it up years ago. I would hear walking around in the attic. I would go into the attic in the area of the thud. So must be here walking around in thuds. But nothing was moved or looked like it had fallen. I would see shadow figures and people out of the corner of my eye, but no one was there when I looked. I would also feel something touch me, especially if I went to the basement for something. Their dog, who used to belong to his father, would get up and run to the basement door and just stare down into the basement. I would open the door, but nothing was there. The dog never barked or growled, so I knew it wasn't negative. I felt like his father would call the dog and she would go looking for him. But what made it interesting was my stepdaughter's toys would start playing at random times when I was there. These were toys that had to be physically touched to make noise. There was a Buzz Lightyear doll, a Wiggles guitar with buttons you had to press, and other talking dolls. We would be watching a movie and the toys would suddenly start playing, even though no one had been in that room for hours. We would also hear a thud somewhere on the main level of the house, but nothing had been touched. Sometimes we were the only people in the house when it happened. Things would go missing off the counters too. I was cooking one day and was alone in the house. I just opened a jar and placed the lid on the counter. When I turned around to use what was in the jar, and when I went to put the lid back on, it was gone. I couldn't find it anywhere. On Thanksgiving that year, I smelled cigarette smoke at a random time. Neither of us smoked, and we were the only ones home at the time. I asked my husband if his father used to smoke. He said yes. So I told him his father was there. That was when I started thinking it was his father making the toys go off and touching me. I never felt like it was a negative spirit. I felt like he just wanted to make his presence known. So I asked my husband if the toys ever started playing when I wasn't there, and he said no. So I knew I had something to do with it. I wanted to try to speak with his late father. He had passed away in 2003. This was 2007, so we had never met. I felt like he was warning me that he was protecting them. I sat down and told his father I loved his son and granddaughter very much and I would never hurt them. After that, the toys stopped playing on their own, but I still continued getting touched and smelling cigarette smoke. I think his father put us together. and his father continues to speak to me this day with messages for my husband. Signed, psychic medium Doreen. So this person is a psychic medium.
So that's fascinating.
Yeah, so that would explain a lot of this story.
Yeah.
So I get she would get the messages for her husband, and she might, because he could get through to her, maybe he couldn't get through to them. They were so closed down. But she moves in, and he's like, aha, watch this. And he's setting toys off and everything. The dog can hear. The dog knows it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening.
Yeah, no, I think what she said that she felt like one of the creepiest things was the toys. We hear it a lot. Well, I don't want to say a lot. Occasionally, we get the weird toy story. And I think that there is something inherently creepy about a doll or a Buzz Lightyear or something that just starts off on its own. And that is a very disturbing sort of feeling when you're there. And I've had the cigarette smoke thing myself. It's interesting because, like I said, sometimes in my life, I can tell you it's my dad because the smell of the smoke is unique. Because he smoked Benson and Hedges. And nobody smoked Benson and Hedges. I don't even know why Dad started smoking Benson and Hedges. Do they even still have Benson and Hedges?
I think so.
I don't even know. But it's such a unique smell that when you smell it, you go, oh, that's my dad. So I think she's right. She's like, your dad is here. You know, we hear people talk about perfumes and stuff. Why not pipe smoke or cigar smoke or cigarette smoke?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely the truth. It is creepy, the walking around upstairs.
Might be him, might not be him. The house was built in the 1800s, so.
Could be a lot of different things. You know, that is true. We could have several things at play in this one house.
But so, I definitely think the dad has something to do with it.
I do too.
Because some of it does feel like that. But the house was built in the late 1800s. It does have a hole in the wall with a tunnel that his father covered up years ago. I don't know if dad just didn't like the tunnel or if that's where the bodies are buried. A house with a hole in the wall and a tunnel is a little creepy. You know, I don't know if I like went into my crawl space and discovered a tunnel like I would go in my crawl space. But if I was to get brave enough, that would be a weird thing to find a tunnel in your house.
Oh, so
I kind of feel like part of it's dad, but there might also be something else happening in this house. I'd like to hear some more of what she's kind of gone through. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Call it in. 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, we would appreciate it if you would just hit subscribe. That's very easy to do. Thank you in advance. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.